Liam Payne and J Balvin, it's Familiar here on the Chris Fade Show. Thank you so much for having us on, Pretty Mullick.
I just can't wait for
and
this.
Here it is, Big Rossi, he's officially back in the country.
Yeah.
Arrived last night, 2 a.m. You got, when did you leave? You flew out of Heathrow? Where
I
did
had
you...
a nightmare at the airport the other end, Manchester.
Why?
Something happened with my British Airways flight. I had to get another one. So I'll be...
Oh, it was cancelled, you mean?
Something happened, I don't know, so I'll have to bill that to Virgin Radio.
I don't think Virgin is going to pay for it.
An hour delayed as well.
Well, the crazy Russian boss cancelled your return flight home. British Airways is what happened.
Yeah, he cancelled it.
You don't remember that? What do you mean, why?
Why did he cancel?
Oh, dear. Chris, just lay it on him. Well,
are like in a mood with me or something. The vibe in the studio is not being like it usually is.
Rossi, do you understand what you just did? I tried to think of some way to defend you, and I can't. There's nothing I can
say. So, we're going to call you out straight out. We know that you didn't go to the royal wedding. Okay, we know that you at no time did you go to the royal wedding. We know that you went to the outside of it, Windsor Castle, you took the photos, da-da-da. And then we know for a fact that you used this entire thing to go to your friend's wedding, which I think was in Manchester. I'm not 100% sure, but I think it was in Manchester. So we're calling you out right now.
No, that's not.
That's
true.
100% true.
Your
British Airways flight was cancelled by our boss after he realised that you were getting free flights there and accommodation in London. So admit right now that you did not go to the royal wedding.
I did. I've got a photo. You asked me to get a photo.
Where's the photo?
You said get a photo with Harry and Meghan Markle. Remember that time when you promised? Have a listen.
How can I make up this whole story? It's like, I tell you, I'll have a photo of with me and Harry and Megs.
And Megs.
You'll have a photo with the three
there you
of
go.
You.
To prove it, you don't obviously believe that.
So if I organise a ticket in the next 10 minutes here,
yeah,
you're guaranteeing me 100%. That you are going to go to London, you're going to go to the wedding,
yeah,
and you can come back with a photo. You're not lying.
No.
Say, I promise, Chris.
I promise.
You promise.
You promise. We even pinkied it after that. We pinkied promised. Where's the photo?
There you go.
Wait.
Hold it. That's a hard copy. I've got the photographer sent me a digital copy as well.
Is that
And
up?
I've put that on the Chris Rachel.
What is Megan looking at the ground for?
Because it's a thing, like in the British royal family, you're not allowed to look directly down the lens of the...
Okay, so the photo's been put up on Instagram if you want to go look at it. Chris Fade Show, KRISFADE Show, Instagram, Chris Fade Show. Go look at the photo of Rossi with Prince Harry and the Duchess, right? Meghan
Markle. Of Sussex, yeah.
Ross, it's completely fabricated. It is totally... It's
Madame Tussauds.
This is Madame Tussauds.
Why are people commenting saying Madame Tussauds?
You went to Madame Tussauds.
That's their statue from Madame Tussauds.
It's on Google, mate. Google Madame Tussauds statue.
We talked about it on the show.
Harry, William. Admit, bro. Just admit what you've done. Say you've lied. Not only do
I didn't lie.
What do you mean?
I did not lie.
What do you mean you did not lie?
I said I was going to the wedding. I've never lied the whole time. Have a listen. Play this. I've got some audio myself if we're...
But so you're saying that you didn't go to the royal wedding, but you went to your friend's wedding.
Will you at least admit that?
I never once said I was going to the royal wedding.
The whole time we're talking about the big wedding.
I said I was going to the wedding. I didn't say I was going to the royal wedding.
So every time you said wedding, you're talking about your friend's wedding.
Yeah. Listen, I've never said I was going to the royal wedding.
This is audio. We got the audio from last week ready to go.
Eddie's got me it.
Phone guy, Eddie. Okay. So this is me asking Big Rossi if he's going to the wedding. Okay. You're going to England this weekend to go to the wedding. This is what you're on about.
I'm going to that wedding. I got an invite. I'm going to England to go to the wedding.
So you're going to the wedding?
Yeah. I'm going to the wedding.
You're going to the wedding in England. You're going.
I'm going to the wedding in England, yeah.
You're leaving tomorrow to go to Windsor Castle?
Yep.
Don't
of course
believe
I'm going to the wedding. I'm going to be inside the wedding ceremony. So, I went to the wedding.
Are you kidding me?
So the entire time, you were just being dodgy and pretending that you were going to... You knew that we were alluding to the royal wedding. You were alluding to your friend's wedding. Who got married out of your friends?
Lee and Sandra.
So that was the reason you went to the UK, was for Lee and Sandra's wedding.
Yeah.
You got crazy.
Well, hold on. When we had that meeting with the crazy Russian boss,
yep.
You know, I didn't want to say anything to him either.
Wait, you asked Chris to get you flights.
So we got you free flights there. You had accommodation in...
Well, not on the way back.
Yeah, we can't.
I had to buy my own. And worked out. I lost £200.
And I'm going to tell you right now, crazy Russian boss is going to make you pay, even though we didn't pay for the British Airways flights, he's going to make you pay for that.
The flight there.
But that's not fair, because I'm about to buy my other one.
Why, if you were just going...
I applaud him, though. It was so well
I've not lied, though. So why are you having a go at me? I went to the castle.
Honestly, go to Instagram and check out this photo.
You're not happy with the stuff I sent back? All of that stuff I sent back?
That was great.
All of the coverage?
You did really well. How was it to be up front at Windsor Castle? Because they were literally getting married. You were there. You just weren't inside. You were just like everyone else. How was that experience, though, seriously?
It was great. Yeah, and I was right up close, and I got loads of audio and photos for you guys.
Do you feel guilty?
I didn't lie, though, did I? I've got nothing to feel bad about.
But why did you ask Chris to arrange free flights and everything for you?
Because we're all not rich like Chris, are we? So
did your wife know that this was a complete lie, or did you allude to what you were doing to us?
No, I didn't really tell many people, no. Even my friends at the wedding, like, I didn't tell them I was in London.
All right. 04-423-1000. Do we keep Rossi on the show for lying? Should there be some sort of punishment? Do we keep him on the show?
Oh,
do
dear.
Mean keep him on the show? Wouldn't be any show, would it, without me?
04-423-1000.
Quick vote right now. Yes or no? Do we keep Rossi on the show? Your votes will determine the results, and immediate action will be taken.
But what you're saying is not correct, because I never lied. Just remember that, Chris.
Yep, you lied.
I didn't lie.
Yep. Maren Morris, the middle on Virgin Radio. Please go look at the Madame Tussauds photo of Big Rossi on our Instagram page.
Never lied.
Phones are ringing. We take the calls next. Do we keep Rossi on the show? Take a